RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on down and visit us here. We have an 8:15 kickoff time for LSU, so you got time to come here. Got a lot of great food specials, drink specials here. Also, too, to remind you, as we get closer to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, if you don't want to do any cooking, give them a call here at Acme. They can take care of that for you. Also, for special occasions, if it's birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, you name it, you can give them a call here at Acme, and they can take care of that for you. Leave the cooking going on here at Acme Oyster House. Also, I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Build Beyond Map Construction. Herb knows a little bit about Map Construction, and Herb, y'all, I know busy time for y'all guys, huh?
It's been busy. You know, this is really more a slow time for my group on during the December month and the January month, because everybody's taking off, and so you got different things that are happening, and so people are not open, things of that nature. But on the maintenance side, now on our construction side, we're always busy. So we have longer projects that last, you know, 6 months to a year and a half.
No question about it.
Yep.
We're going to go to our talk and text line. This is our Tiger Scout Notebook, and it's brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patients and patient care. On our talk and text line from Locked On SEC, and I think he's in line getting credentials right now. Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining us, man. We interrupted your in-line deal getting them credentials at the Texas Bowl.
Nah, man. It's about 30 people in line, so I got as much time as you guys need.
Well, 30 people in line. Oh, you're going to be there after this interview's over. I'm just telling you right now. Chris, we talked about this in the earlier part of the show, is kind of what you expect from this LSU team. And it's the big question, Mark. I know what I think I'll get from Houston. Everybody's sort of intact. I know their starting center it won't play in this game, but they look like they're going to roll out everybody. And so LSU got to strap it on. But this is always, to me, in these bowl games, the way it's played today, sort of off-Broadway.
Yep.
To January 2nd. And that's when you're going to be in the big-time stage, because
yep,
the transfer portal hits.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting part is, you know, seeing a lot of purple and gold out here outside NRG. I mean, there's a lot of LSU fans that made the trip because it's an easy trip. It's a short trip to make over here to Houston. But, you know, kind of the vibe talking to a lot of people out here is, you know, we're ready for we're ready for Friday. We're ready to turn the page and get this season over with.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think this game means a little bit more to Houston than it does LSU. I mean, Willie Fritz, you talk about year two here and already turning the program around, a chance to put a cherry on top with a 10th win would be huge for his program. For LSU, I mean, look, you win, you lose, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to have much bearing on who stays or who goes or what
right.
next year's team
right.
is going to look like. So I think you're just trying to get through this game. But there was a little mishap the other night, and they had both teams at a function for the bowl game, and they were both singing karaoke songs, and apparently the LSU fans LSU players, a few of them, were mocking some of the U of H players on their size, and so that a little bit of extra spiciness, I think, heading into this one.
Hey, you bring that up, and I was telling this to Jeff Palermo. We had Coach Fritz on Monday. And when I asked him, I said, what's the thing in looking at LSU? He's like, two things. One, their second string guys are all 4- and 5-star recruits. So he says, it's not like we're going up against 1-star athletes, 0-star athletes coming out of
yep.
high school.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, he brought it up about the size difference. And he said, Mike, I'm telling you, we don't see teams with this sort of size. Like he said, now, Texas Tech was a different animal. It was different. They look like an SEC team. But he said LSU size and athleticism jumps out at you.
Yeah.
And that you bring that up,
yep.
that kind of fits hand in hand
yep.
with what Coach Fritz said Monday to us.
Yeah, I mean, I think this tonight is going to be a lot about the want to, right? Does LSU want to
yes.
be here? Do some of these players want to play with effort? And if they do, yeah, I mean, I think this offensive line can get a push. I think you could see guys like Caden Durham and Harlan Berry getting some good yardage. And to me, we're going to know early on. If LSU can run the football, they're going to perhaps be the team that can be the bully tonight. But if not, again, U of H and Connor Wegman, they want to establish their offense very early. And if they get up early,
yep.
I just don't know the way this LSU team's built right now with Michael Van Buren, if they're a team that can play from behind.
One of the things in this game, we're going to see two unique tight ends in Tre'Davious Green, and then you look at Kozell.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Fritz talked to us about Tanner and kind of his ride at Bowling Green. Then he goes to Wisconsin for a short deal, and he said, we never stop recruiting him. And then he decides, Wisconsin's not for me. I want out. And he goes to Houston in the kind of season he's had. I mean, I don't think you'll see another bowl game with 2 6-foot-7 tight ends.
No.
No, you won't. And if you remember, this game last year was the game that Tre'Davious Green played a big role in when they beat Baylor. You know, he was wide open in the end zone about every time they get down there. So, I think both of those guys could be a big impact today. I've been told by a couple people throughout the year that they think that Houston's tight end is one of the best in the country. So, yeah,
I agree.
I'm circling two guys to watch tonight. It's certainly both tight ends on both teams.
What do you think will happen? Because between LSU and Ole Miss, it's like a dysfunctional family between the two of them. Okay, they've already administrators going from Ole Miss to LSU, LSU to Ole Miss. We see the assistant coaches, same sort of thing. And you think that's bad. Wait till January 2nd hits, and then the players – start to kind of swing back and forth. I would suspect that, Chris, they're going to have a lot of movement just between Jackson and Oxford, so to speak, and Baton Rouge with players.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it's the pettiness is in full effect.
There's, yeah.
there's a lot of Ole Miss fans and people with money that are pissed off, and they're mad
yeah.
that Lane left them, and they want to kind of slap LSU in the face. It's funny that every time news has come out on social media of a different LSU player intending to enter the portal, there's Ole Miss accounts just picking up going, see, nobody wants to play for Lane. Nobody wants to play for Lane. So they're jumping on, they're jumping on this thing. And I'm telling you, I mean, it's going to get into a bidding war for Kewon Lacy, the running back. There's been reports that Ole Miss is offering him around $1.8 million. LSU's going to have to go upwards of $2 million to get him. So this thing's going to be really fascinating. But you're right. I think we're going to have multiple players in the double digits going from Ole Miss to LSU and vice versa from LSU to Ole Miss.
One of the things that's different between college and pro football, they pay running backs pretty good at the collegiate
they
level.
They do, but not
in the NFL. It's a little bit different situation, but they value that top running back a lot more than most NFL teams do. Goes to show you how, while the games sort of mirror one another in a lot of ways, that's one factor that's different.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, I mean, it. Look, you know, Kiwon Lacy, to be, an all-SEC running back and one of the best in the country, he and Ahmad Hardy at Mizzou, who we're going to get to see tonight as well. I mean, to me, they're two of the best in the country, yet, you know, do you need to pay that much? You know, LSU may look at it and say, you know what, $2 million is a little bit too much to invest in just one player, that you might be better served keeping a Harlan Berry and maybe going to get another running back from a different school and kind of going running back by committee. So, yeah, it's changed, man. I mean, you know, Ash Jeti was one of the best in college football last season, and look at what he's doing with the Raiders. He's had some nice games, but it doesn't translate to wins at the next level, and, you know, it feels like the NFL is really trending away from those high draft pick running backs these days.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about a bunch of offensive guys over at LSU this particular game. We're trying to figure out what kind of offense are we going to see. Are we going to see the same offense that came out against Oklahoma?
I hope not.
Which was the same offense that was weeks previous to that. Or are we going to see something different? And then the other question in that, Chris, is do you, like, if something happens to Van Buren, do you anticipate Juwan Johnson coming in and playing quarterback?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, the walk-on kid is supposed to be the backup quarterback. Look, I think they need Van Buren to be healthy tonight. But even if he is and he's the quarterback the whole game, I don't think they're going to have very much success unless they're running the football. So don't expect an aerial attack. And, you know, like Nussmeier was in this game last year against Baylor throwing for 300-plus yards. I don't think we're going to see that out of Van Buren tonight.
What do you think will be the top – for me – I think everybody wants to see what happens with Trinidad Chambliss. And we'll figure out with Lacy, because I think the money's going to get involved one way or another. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't offensive line be the big target area for LSU come January 2nd?
Well, that's the fascinating thing that's happening right now, Mike, is all the names on this that are starters on this LSU offensive line that are intending, you know, announcing their intentions to enter the portal. That is just becoming like, okay, well, if these guys don't, you know, aren't staying, are they being told that they're going, that they need to go elsewhere, or that they need to, are they being told that they're going to get some more money from NIL? And, you know, that's going to be the fascinating part. Maybe Lane Kiffin has his eyes on some different players that they want to get, and they're telling these current guys, look, you're not good enough. You're not going to start here. So, it's going to be fascinating to see how the dominoes fall, but yeah, I've seen most LSU fans, though, being realistic about it, saying, look, Tyree Adams, Terrius Kern, we loved you, but no offense, we weren't exactly very good on the O-line. So if you want to head elsewhere, hey, best of luck, we'll find somebody better.
Going to the SEC teams that are still breathing at this point in the playoff system, you know what? A lot of people think Indiana will take the belt off and spank the backside of Alabama. Chris, I don't see that.
I don't see that either.
I think this game is a shot for Alabama here. And, man, when you haven't played in almost a month, that's a long time that you haven't played. And I do think Ole Miss has a shot there against Georgia. I really believe that.
Yeah, I mean, first off, with Alabama, I've had several people tell me they think it's wrong team favorite, that they think Alabama is going to be the more physical team, and Fernando Mendoza is going to see, one of the better defenses that he's seen this year. Kane Womack, I mean, that Bama defense has really gotten better on the backstretch of the season. Now, the offense was what was struggling, but, man, they didn't seem to have much trouble there in Norman from the second quarter on, so... momentum shifted big time in that game, and that builds confidence. I mean, that Bama team's going into Pasadena feeling good about themselves. Ty Simpson, I saw today, said, we got the mantra of nobody believes in us. Nobody believes in Alabama. So that's a dangerous team and a dangerous attitude to have. And keep in mind, Kalen DeBoer has had postseason success when he was at Washington. He knows how to handle, this level. So we'll see on them. And to your point with Ole Miss, man, I've talked to so many Rebel fans who are making that trip down to New Orleans, I would not be shocked, guys, if it's 65, 35 Ole Miss fans in the Dome that night, maybe even more.
Oh, so, yeah, I think I more. Mean, I think it's more 70-30.
Yeah, I mean, don't let Ole Miss get a lead and get momentum in that game. I mean, those players will start believing it, and they want nothing more than to stick it to Lane Kiffin and prove that they don't need him here. So
And in Louisiana.
I said to some people, I said, this might be Pete Golding's only good run ever at Ole Miss. He might have multiple playoff wins here and then go 6-6 the rest of his career, but it's all about this run right now for them.
Yeah, I think you can only win the championship in the year you play
in. That you're playing in, that's right.
You can't worry about what happens. Now, you worry about it when the portal hits and everything else, but I do think that they have a team piece together that I think Georgia doesn't like to go against, and that is a team that can put points up and match point for point. And with Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback, and you got that big hammer running back in Lacey, and those receivers are really good. You better get in the track meet if you're going to beat Ole Miss, points-wise.
Well, I hope they sent a Christmas card, though, to LSU and said thank you again for Charlie Weiss and Joe Cox and the rest of those coaches because, I mean, that offense looked like it didn't miss a beat there. And, again, Lane Kiffin was the architect, but, you know, he doesn't have to be there in-game. It's all his assistants. They've done this all year. They know how to run the offense. And to your point, yeah, Trinidad Chambliss, I mean, look, the article the other day on ESPN said he may not get a 6-year of eligibility, so this might be it for him. He's going to want to leave everything he's got out on that football field, and I think we're going to see a great effort from Ole Miss.
Are you surprised with as many changes that are happening today at the University of Texas with the Longhorns, player-wise? And then, you know, Will Muschamp as a defensive coordinator is one thing, but, man, they've got a lot of people in the portal also.
Yeah, that move is just fascinating to me on Muschamp.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had several people say, okay, they're not going to get better defensively. They might just be just as good with him getting rid of Pete Kwiatkowski. But to me, you know, all the Texas fans were complaining about the offense all year, that it was the offensive side that was inconsistent. Now Arch Manning got better as the year went along, and I think he's going to look really good in this bowl game against Michigan coming up in a couple days. But yeah, it was kind of a head-scratcher for a lot of folks around the country saying, well, I thought Texas' defense was pretty good. And statistically, the past two seasons under Pete, they were one of the best in the country. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, they have a ton of guys entering the portal. In fact, C.J. Baxter and Trey Wisner, their two starting running backs, are heading to the portal. There's a lot of momentum guys building towards Jaden Baugh, the Florida running back who was the third leading rusher in the SEC this year, that he might be a guy who ends up over there in Austin before all said and done. And with Jabbar Jalouk heading over there, that might just happen.
Yeah, it could well be. I know Coach Summerall didn't do too well with the quarterback keeping him because he's in the portal also.
Yeah.
But, man, but to lose Ball, that's a different story there because he was their hammer guy too at Florida. Man, he's one hell of a back. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we'll let you get your credentials and everything. Have a great seat.
Yep.
Hope it's a better seat than you and I had for the national championship game, LSU Clemson.
Well, I'll be down there for the Sugar Bowl, Mike, so if you're around, I'll say hello.
Oh, okay. We'll meet up then. Thanks so much, Chris. I appreciate it, bud.
All right, thanks, fellas.
All righty.
All right.
That was our Tiger Scout Notebook, and it's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patients and patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and his great staff at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. We come back, we'll have more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To this break. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got some great food and drink specials here. Got a short segment before we go to Tracy Coley, who will join us to talk LSU football. But I think one of the things is, and we talked a little bit about the difference in the running game, mm-hmm. and how the value. Mm-hmm. Man, receivers, they got them all over. Every once in a while you might see a big-time receiver get cut loose. But, man, the money now is really at running back. At college football. And you see it today where, man, they paying pretty good money for a top-flight college running back. And that's where Kawan Lacy is really going to cash in here. And, you know, reports are anywhere from $1.5 to possibly even $2 million a year on an NIL deal.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's worth it. Let me say that. Yes, he's a great player. I'm not saying he's not. He had a great season this season. I don't know how that translates to him transferring to LSU, who's questionable at best at offensive line. Right now, we don't know who's going to be what. So for him, it just depends on, you know, where he ends up and if it's worth it. For LSU, here's the thing I'm going to say about LSU. The biggest back that we've gotten as far as star ratings concerned in a while has been Harlan Berry.
No question.
Before that, the last couple, 3 or 4 years, some random people that, you know, don't get me wrong, they have decent abilities, but we haven't had that staple of running backs like we used to have prior to 2019.
And you think about Fournette and then Darius Geis.
That's right.
What?
Right, and then guess where they were from? Louisiana. They wouldn't have to go out in all these Texas and in Chicago or Michigan or wherever to go get. I don't know what BK was thinking about. I don't know what Franklin was thinking about as well when it was doing that recruiting. Man, we got to keep these guys. The best backs and the best receivers come from Louisiana. And every now and then you'll get a couple of offensive linemen that's going to come out and play really well for you. But you got to keep those skill position guys in Louisiana. You got to keep them in state and you make it happen. And then that's the thing I think. I think that Harlan Berry is not the biggest guy, but he has a great opportunity to be really great if the scheme and the offensive game plan that he's working within fits him. And I think it does when you add Lane Kiffin to it, because he's going to throw the ball to the back out of the backfield. He's going to put the back in a really good position for screen plays. He's also going to run the football, meaning they're going to teach their offensive line how to actually run block. LSU, it was the most astonishing thing that I've heard in a long time when they said that LSU was not, the offensive line wasn't pushing the sled around. I'm like, well, what do you mean you're not pushing the slate around?
They haven't pushed that since Coach Kelly took.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing? Where'd you get this from?
That wasn't the case at Notre Dame.
No, it wasn't.
It was
the case.
A conveyor belt of offensive linemen coming out of there.
That's right. So I know somebody was telling them to push the slate, or push something, push snow, push tires, push something, do something. And that's the thing that was really disappointing, you know, as far as LSU in the run game is concerned, is that it made those offensive linemen look like they had no idea what they were doing and they weren't good. And I cannot believe that those guys don't have the individual talent to be great together as a unit. I just don't believe that Brad Davis did a good enough job of making those things happen.
That I agree with.
And developing those guys. And then I also think that we did a poor job when we let Coach Danbrock went back to Notre Dame. If you look at our offensive production, it went straight to down the toilet. Let's call it that. And I think that was a huge mistake, letting him go. And so what you see now is the effects of that, or what you've seen this year is the effects of that.
I go back to what Coach Orgeron had told me, that what they were doing at USC, and they had the Reggie Bush, Lindale White.
Yep.
Okay, Harlem could play the Reggie Bush part, but they don't have a back like Lindale White. They don't have a big back like that. Man,
no.
Lindale was a big dude. Now, problem was sometimes Lindale would get a little bit too big.
He was doing Lindale stuff. I get
yeah.
it. I understand that. But you're right, though. They don't have that right now on the roster. However, I think that I don't know if that's the kind of, you know, 1-2 punch he's looking for. I don't know if – I think he's looking for a guy that can have it all in one, and then another couple guys that's either smaller or a little bit bigger, and then he can utilize them in certain situations. But, again, I don't know. I do know what I've seen in the past from Coach Kiffin is the fact that he's had a guy and he's had another guy behind
him. He's been the workhorse.
And he called this guy the workhorse, and they may play 80% of everything, and then the second guy comes in and plays another 20% of the downs in a game, whatever that looks like. But I enjoy that. Look, I've got some backs that I played with. I played with a staple of backs: Kevin Falk, Rondell Mealy, Cecil Collins, and Kendall Cleveland, just to name a few. All played at the same time. And guess what? We featured one of them all the time. It was never this, you know, hey, you know, Kevin's going to go in the first two series and Rondell's going to go in the third series and then Kendall will go in the fourth series and Kevin will go back. It was never that. Whoever was the guy was the guy. The only time they came out is when, you know, they tapped their head saying, I'm tired. I need you to come in for a play or two. And that's it. And then if you notice, all of those guys, once you get into a rhythm as a running back, you can spark some really great things and make some stuff happen. You just get it.
Every back will tell you, man, it takes me 8 to 12 carries
right.
before everything starts rolling with me. How many of them guys do that today, though?
Not
it's
many.
Rare.
That's right.
It's now, Lacy does.
Yes.
At
yes.
Ole Miss.
Yes.
He does. He getting that rhythm about midway into the second quarter.
Yeah, well, against Tulane, he got it midway the first carry. It looked
he
like
got it midway into the first drive.
The first carry, right, because the first carry went for 25, and the second went for 15 or something. And then, like, oh, God, this is not good. But you're right, though, and I think that's what LSU's been missing. I know that's what they've been missing, but it's the scheme, it's the offensive game plan, it's the whole thing that when Danbrock left, I think that's what was the demise of our offense.
I agree with you. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Tracy Coley will join us to talk about LSU Lane Kiffin right after.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This break. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit. Got great food and drink specials here. Also, if you need catering done, if it's for the holiday season, if it's for weddings, anniversaries, you name it, get-togethers, Acme Oyster House can take care of all of your catering needs. On our talk and text line, we have on with us Tracy Coley. Tracy has been a regular here covering the LSU Tigers. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Tracy, I know you spend a lot of time on social media. The one thing I do notice about the hiring of Lane Kiffin, there is no gray area. Either you like it or you don't like it.
That's right.
There is nothing in between with the bringing in of Lane Kiffin to LSU.
No, thanks for having me on, guys. No, it's exciting if you're an LSU fan, and it really sucks if you're an Ole Miss fan. So I find it fascinating to watch him troll all the Ole Miss people, and now they're all in a tizzy today because he's posting all these LSU pictures. So I think it's great. Obviously, when you have Lane Kiffin on your side, you're going to love it. When he's not on your side, you're not going to like it so much. So I think it's great. I think it's a great hire, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do in the portal come January 2nd.
Yeah, Tracy, that was going to be my next question. We've talked about it throughout this show, that's really LSU's signing period. Okay, the high school guys, and it was great, and they did really good along the defensive line. Now it's going to be the defensive line coaches,
yep,
in particular to – kind of upgrade their talent overall. But I think the portal, and for us on Sports Talk, and also, I mean, you do a lot of social media stuff, so, man, it's great. It gives us content for a couple weeks that we would have never had. And now with Kiffin, who is the king of the transfer portal, it'll be an interesting couple of weeks between the dysfunctional families of LSU and Ole Miss.
Yeah,
there's definitely going to be a lot of swapping going on coming up. But I think Lane and Billy really do have an evaluation process that they have honed in on. Last year, Ole Miss only spent between 10 and 12 million on players, and look where they are. So I really value that, and I think he has a plan of attack, and I think he's been evaluating LSU players, and that's why I think you see some LSU players already declaring for the portal. Because maybe their evaluations didn't come in as what they wanted or get the NIL that they wanted. I do think Lane has a plan and players that he likes. There is a guy that just, Xavier Chaplin, that just declared from Auburn. He could be a possibility. So there's a lot of guys out there that they could try to can align with. It does suck losing four out of your five starters. They had over 2,800 snaps total, but it just was obvious that that was a need all year, and the evaluation of the previous staff may not have been on point. So I think LSU fans need to trust Lane's process. Let him develop, because Ole Miss does have a really good O-line this year. Let it play out and let's see what he does the first week of January.
I think a lot of people maybe kind of were surprised with the Frank Wilson situation. I think in there, you got to say, hey, I didn't bring Lane Kiffin in to make a decision fans and media liked.
Right.
I brought him in so what he wants to do. And so I think for a lot of people that startled them, because I think most people felt Frank would be a guy that would probably be hired by Lane Kiffin. But my thing is, if I'm taking over a company, I want to bring in the guys that I want to bring in. Now, I know that they've worked together, and I think that was a job offer out there, more in the recruiting side with Frank than being an on-field coach. But in this, if you're paying a coach that kind of money, and you've given him this much power, you've now got to let him kind of run his own show.
Yep.
Absolutely. And Frank has been an amazing staff member and coach for LSU and recruiter for LSU. That's obvious. The New Orleans area, he's like the godfather of Louisiana football, you know. And Ole Miss is likely going to steal a few from that. But I'm going to tell you, the lore of Lane Kiffin, what he could bring to the team, and obviously the NIL prospect, I think that's going to recruit itself. And I think LSU fans just need to be very patient, see what he does. But Frank's going to do well, but the proof is in the pudding. Look at what the running backs have been able to do at Ole Miss compared to that at LSU. Some of that is obviously the O-line, but it just hasn't been there collectively as a staff. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to look at the results of things and not the emotion of things right now.
Yeah, I think two is, and I'll get your take on this. I don't think you and I have talked about it, but the brand of LSU, when you look at it, not many schools can match.
No.
From player's standpoint and what they've done, because if we're not thinking like 15 to 18-year-olds at this point. Okay, we're up in an age. We're getting upper in age than those younger people who grew up with an iPad, a cell phone, all their life. And they see the brand that LSU has done, if it's in Livy Dunn, in LSU gymnastics, LSU basketball with Flage and the group of people there involved, LSU football, when you think about, you know, you turn on TV, Jaden Daniels is on.
That's right.
Joe Burrow's on. Jamar Chase, Jefferson. All those guys are there. And you can go kind of – Mondo Duplantis. Not that Mondo has a bunch of commercials here in the United States. Go overseas. Mondo Duplantis and his old man, he talked more coon ass than I do. I mean, he got a flatter accent than I do. He's from Southwest Louisiana. He's a Prairie Cajun. But he's got a bunch of commercials there in Europe. He's the greatest pole vaulter of all time. And then
from
you
LSU?
Look, when you turn on your TV, Marcus Spears, Ryan Clark,
Booger McFarland.
Booger McFarland. Andrew Whitworth, Jen Hale, she didn't play, but she was an LSU cheerleader, and she's on Fox. Who is the biggest brand guy on social media? Lane Kiffin, if it's college football. Tracy, I do think that plays to a younger group of men and women, and for Lane, more certainly with men, on the part of trying to get them to go to LSU. But LSU's brand is unique. And that not many people, when they turn on, Shaq O'Neal, where that guy, where he went to school?
They ain't LSU. Guess. They already know where he went.
They
That's
know.
Right.
And I think the brand part with Lane plays into a younger generation.
Absolutely. I would love to see the total numbers of social media at the end of 2026 after his first year. There's not going to be a sports reporter, college game day is going to be there as much as humanly possible at the LSU games. It is going to skyrocket this brand even further because he gets it. He gets the social media play in this. He gets kids to make money off of their brand. Livy Dunn is the first female athlete to make what she made in college sports history. So, yes, there's precedent there. I think LSU's brand is going to take off even more, and that goes to all other sports. If you get LSU baseball, you know, you got Paul Skeens. They won the World Series two out of the last 3 years, mm-hmm. producing Major League Baseball talent all over the place. You're going to put these all together. You have Kim with the female basketball team. It is awesome to see. It is a worldwide brand, and I can't wait to see what the social media numbers are after this season, because it is a thing. Kids want followers on their social media, and if you go to LSU and Lane Kiffin's your coach, you're going to get them. And that also brings in dollars. So it's not just about the notoriety with followers. It's about getting brand deals on your own. And I think that's a huge deal, and that's a play that he can play into the players he's trying to keep this year and retain. Tre'Davious Green, all these players that he's got to get to come back to help fulfill the needs of the team moving into 2026, plus add the portal guys.
So, Tracy, you know, we've been talking LSU brand. We've been talking LSU football tonight. I have a personal question for you. A week ago, there was a game that was played, and I know it's, you know, one of the teams you really, really like a lot. So did you, how sad was it for you to see Texas A&M lose to the Miami Hurricanes?
I have to say.
That was a setup, Tracy.
So, I love the question, first of all, because I have never cheered so loud for the Miami Hurricanes in my entire life. I scared my dog. When I got that interception, I was, I don't think there were more ecstatic fans for the Miami Hurricanes than the LSU Tiger fans here in
Texas.
That's
right.
Okay?
Yes.
It was so gratifying to know 110,000 of them went home sad. Okay?
I don't
think there's one person that cried one tear over what happened to them. And you have heard crickets from them ever since on social media.
That's right. Look, Tracy, I cried tears of joy, just so you know, with you. I was just excited.
Tracy, we set you up there. We all know you live kind of in the heart of where they got a lot of Aggie fans. And boy, they thought they were rolling high and thought they caught maybe a Miami team that wasn't maybe what people were talking about. Miami did not play good on offense.
They did not.
And they dominated the game. Yep. They had a field goal kicker. It would have been even worse.
That's right.
I just hope Reed comes back next year, because there is going to be hell to pay when they play at Tiger Stadium next year with Lane Kiffin there. I'm telling you right now, bookmark it. I'm going to that game. I'm not missing that game. But it's going to be really exciting to see. And the funniest thing happened is that that game actually got LSU Lane Kiffin, and it's on the back of A&M. And I just can't wait till the tide turns again and we actually have a coach that cares about kicking their ass.
I love it.
All right, Tracy, you got to make me this deal. Next year when they play A&M, you coming back on to do the pregame.
I'll be there. Guarantee it. Bookmark it.
Thank you, Tracy. Done. Always do a great job. Thanks, we appreciate guys. It. And thanks so much. Tracy Kolick does a great job covering the LSU Tigers. And I think Tracy's on the verge of setting up a podcast for herself to talk college football. And she knows a lot about it. Put it to you this way. She doesn't do it for a living. But, man, she could. She knows, and she's opinionated. And I like that and when we have a guest. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating
That's
Show.
Right.
Mike DeTille along with the legendary.
It's legendary.
Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us.
Legendary.
Some of the games, we had talked a little bit about it earlier. Man, Penn State took the belt out 22-10 over Clemson. Boy, we talked about this, man. Clemson would be maybe in that title run this year.
Yeah.
Didn't work out that way.
It was in the same title run LSU was in.
And
first
Penn
game of
State
the season.
Too.
Yep, Penn State too.
But, man, they put it out to them today, 22-10. in the Pinstripe Bowl. Army, we talked about it, 41-16
yep.
over UConn. East Carolina, and it's funny. we had John Summerall on when he was at Tulane, and they were playing. Man, he talked about, man, they got a lot of talent at East Carolina. So, Mike, it's a young team, but, I really like what they're doing there. They beat Pitt today 23-17. North Texas with a 28-13 lead. It's about 10 minutes left in the second quarter over San Diego State.
Yep.
And in a wild game, BYU 25-21, they're in the final seconds of that game. So, man, BYU's bleeding a lot of crazy. Either they get blown out by Texas Tech or everything else is close.
Yeah, BYU is one of those teams where they're really good, but they're not. But they can be great, but they're almost, but they're not quite. But they always seem to play well. The coach always has them prepared.
Here's the thing with that point spread. Is either 4 or 3.5?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Are you sweating that one out?
Yeah.
If you got the 4, I think you'll be okay with that. 3.5, man, you lose that game, I'll be damned. How did that happen?
Now, look, don't be surprised if Coach Summerall goes and plucks a couple of those East Carolina players.
Yeah, off the Pirate team.
Yep.
Yeah, because he really talked them up. Out of all the teams this year, other than, say, Ole Miss, man, he talked it up about East Carolina. I told that to Charlie. Man, he doesn't really talk up a team that much. He would maybe talk about individual players.
Yeah, but
man, he really went on and on and on about East Carolina, and they got to 9 wins
and he's
with
a
that
guy,
victory.
And he's a guy who knows his football.
John Summerall's going to win. I mean, a lot of Florida
fans
didn't like it. But, man, he's going to win, and he's going to win big for the Gators out in Gainesville.
Yep.
We'll be back with a little bit more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with the legendary Tyler right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.